Let's get an extension report now from the Watertown, South Dakota area. This is David Karkey from the SDSU Extension. Karkey first gave an update on what kind of spraying is going on and if dicamba is still being used.
We didn't have any window last weekend, you know, and the weather was okay, but, you know, the temperature, precipitation-wise, it's okay, but the wind was really bad, so nothing really happened. But prior to that, you know, dicamba or any kind of post-herbicide, we had a couple of days of window, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But after that, you know, yeah, this is the time to do it. I can't specify dicamba or any other herbicide, but mostly, you know, for dicamba-tolerant beans, of course, dicamba. But a lot of folks do have other kinds of beans like GTLL and some other traits they have. So overall, yeah, this is a spraying time right now, and weather looks good.
Karkey also gave an update on this year's crops.
Good weather, of course, thrive. You know, crops like to thrive, and at the same time, you know, weeds like to thrive also because we're all talking about plants. So, yeah. And corn is in the various stages, anywhere from, you know, knee high to waist high, because we had this really long planting time, you know, really nice planting time, actually started, you know, mid-April, back in, you know, a couple of months ago. Crops, spring wheat, oats are all headed out. Winter wheat, I wouldn't be surprised if there will be any actually we'll be harvesting, you know, this next week or so, in at least the central part of the state, central and western.
Supermarket should have plenty of chicken for that holiday cookout as the 4th of July gets close, but how about that price? Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
What you going to grill for the 4th this year?
Chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Barbecue chicken.
Perfect. And it looks like we'll have no trouble finding what we need. Even after the processing slowdowns in April and May, production right now slightly ahead of this time a year ago. But the news on retail prices is mixed. Wholesale prices shot up in April and May. Now, most stores buy products about a month or so ahead of when they intend to run specials on them, so they may have paid more than usual for chicken. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham says a scan of thousands of supermarket ads for this week shows that the number of specials being run on chicken is up from a week ago.
It's still down relative to last year.
Most ads show chicken prices higher, too, than a year ago. For example,
boneless, skinless breast prices averaging about $2.42 a pound this week compared to about $2.29 a year ago.
But if you want to pay less, take a look at leg quarters in a tray pack averaging $0.72 a pound, down 11 below a year ago.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.